When buying a home, many borrowers ask whether it's safe to stretch the EMI limit beyond the commonly recommended 30% of income. While stretching may help you enter the market sooner, it can also increase long-term financial risk if not planned carefully. Understanding home loan affordability helps borrowers decide whether exceeding traditional benchmarks is a strategic move or a financial strain. What is the 30% EMI rule? The 30% EMI guideline suggests that your monthly home loan repayment should not exceed 30% of your gross income. This benchmark is widely used to assess affordability and reduce the risk of mortgage stress. However, it's a guideline, not a fixed rule, and suitability depends on individual circumstances. What does stretching the EMI limit mean? Stretching the EMI limit means committing to repayments that exceed the recommended affordability threshold, often 35% or more of income. Borrowers may consider this when property prices are rising rapidly. Income is expected to grow. Entry into the market is time-sensitive. However, higher EMIs significantly reduce financial flexibility. How to assess your maximum EMI limit? Your maximum EMI limit depends on more than income. Lenders also consider living expenses, existing debts, dependents, interest rate buffers. Using a budget planner helps evaluate whether higher repayments are genuinely sustainable. Using an EMI affordability calculator. An EMI affordability calculator helps borrowers test different repayment scenarios before committing. By adjusting loan amounts, interest rates, and terms, you can visualize how stretching EMIs impacts monthly cash flow and long-term interest costs. How deposit size affects EMI flexibility. A higher deposit reduces the loan amount and therefore EMIs, making affordability easier even if income is stretched. Understanding down payment rules for home loans can help determine whether increasing your deposit is a safer alternative to stretching EMIs. Stretching EMIs.